இன்னா லில்லாஹி வ இன்னா இலைஹி ராஜிஊன், இன்னா லில்லாஹி வ இன்னா இலைஹி ராஜிஊன், இன்னா லில்லாஹி வ இன்னா இலைஹி ராஜிஊன். This verse of the Quran is one of the most powerful verses reminding us who we are and who we actually belong to and where we're going to all return. It is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have gone through hardship, suffering, some form of grief or loss, those who have gone through difficulty of some sort. And they say, we belong to Allah and unto Allah is our ultimate return, all of us. Allah says, through those words, if they really believe those words, they would definitely be able to gain closeness to Allah. They are the rightly guided. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those whom, when calamity strikes, when hardship, difficulty, grief strikes, they say, we all belong to Allah and we're all going to return to Allah. Not just the person I lost, but myself as well. I'm going to go back to Allah. This world is temporary. The worldly life is predetermined by Allah. How long you're going to live is predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean you must be careless, but what it does mean is you must accept when Allah has taken someone away, and you must realize that you and I could go at any time. So if Allah has written for your spouse or for your son or for your parent or for a sibling of yours to pass away at a certain age, there is nothing you can do to change that. But there is something you can do to be able to go through the decree of Allah with a little bit more ease and comfort with the help of Allah alone. The question is, who's going to help me? Who is going to help me through my loss? The answer is none other than Allah. People can say things. They will never ever be able to understand the feelings of sorrow and hurt or the feelings of sadness that you are going through, because they are just human beings. You can tell a widow, Allah make it easy, inshallah everything will be fine, don't be sad, etc. But she's just a human being. She has to be sad because sadness is a quality of a human being. And that sadness should never be because you question the decree of Allah, but it is because you're a human being and you miss your beloved late husband. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant all the marhumeen and those who've passed on Jannatul Firdaus. My beloved sisters, today I'm speaking to people who have suffered a loss in one way or another. Mostly, we have those who've lost. I have lost people close to me too. And I want to tell you all today, the only one who can help you and assist you, the only one who can guide you through these difficult days and create ease for you and comfort your soul that is in pain, is the one who made you, the one who made the soul, the one who controls everything, the one who controls your heart, Allah, Allah alone. For that reason, I started this talk by reciting a verse which is also a dua. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you understand that statement and you say it correctly, Allah will grant you the ability to go through what He has chosen for you. And you always need to be happy at the decree of Allah.